Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
You're listening to Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, and of course online. And who have we got now?
We have the lovely Chris Kane from Sight for White with his Insight for White.
Good afternoon, Chris.
Good afternoon.
How are you?
I'm good. Nice to be back. It's been a while.
You sent a substitute last night.
I did, yes. Yes. It was a lovely Laura, wasn't it?
It was a lovely Laura. She was very entertaining and very interesting.
Yes.
So
yes.
You've got big shoes to fill now.
I know, yes. She's a tough act to follow, I have to say.
Yeah.
So what's been going on up there in Carisbrook then?
Well, generally speaking, we've just had our AGM this morning.
All right.
That's why the smart shirt.
A little smart.
Instead of the usual stuff you turn up in.
What are you saying? He's so rude, Maggie.
I know.
Yes. So that went very well this morning.
Good.
So literally fresh from that, I've hopped over here and see you guys. Because it's February, it's nearly March, isn't it?
It is.
March at the end of the week.
Yes.
Is on Friday.
It is. Mm. And that's when you said St. David's Day.
Yes.
Well, I hope the weather stays nice.
We'll see. It's not looking great, but we'll see.
Oh, isn't it?
No, but they could have got it wrong. They often do.
Oh,
yeah, okay. So you've been doing all the usual stuff then, haven't you?
Yeah, pretty all the usual stuff. I mean, a lot of the things we got on at the moment... obviously, I've talked a lot about the big events, the story writing competitions and et cetera.
Yep.
But we also have our sort of day-to-day stuff that goes on, which I just wanted to go over a little bit with you guys.
Great,
yes.
That's all right. Yes, go for it.
We'll start on a Tuesday. We'll start Tuesday.
What happened to Monday?
Monday, we don't have anything going on a Monday.
Right.
No. So
that's Chris's day off.
Everyone's hungover from Sunday.
Yeah. No, Monday, I mean, we're still there. Well, yeah. I'm there.
Of course you are. You're there all the time.
Myself and Laura, we are the full-time employees, so we're there Monday to Friday. But activity-wise, we don't have anything going on a Monday. So we get a chance to catch up with our paperwork
and admin and
all that kind of thing. But tonight we have swimming.
Ooh.
So we have Tuesday every Tuesday we have swimming.
Where do you hold that?
That's over at in Ryde at the is it the waterfront?
I know the one you mean. Yeah. You're the one on the seafront.
Yeah, that's the one.
Okay,
so that's always very popular. So that's every Tuesday.
Right. What time does that start?
That starts at 8 o'clock. Yeah.
No. You see, I didn't know that you did that. That's news to me.
Your clients? We have members, we're members.
My members, I beg the bell.
So we have a minibus that takes the members. So obviously because the minibus will only hold 11 people, so we can only take 11 people.
Okay, right. That's enough for a team, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. But it's very popular, and the staff at the swimming pool are great.
That's good.
And our members really enjoy it.
I bet they do.
Yeah,
it's good exercise, good to get out and do something different.
It's great exercise. I love swimming. I haven't been for years myself.
It's not my favourite thing, but I know people do love it.
As long as the water's warm, I'm fine.
Okay.
Yeah. On a Wednesday, every Wednesday we have a coffee morning.
All right.
So anyone can come along to that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's always... And also we have a low vision twin day.
Is there cake?
There's cake.
Tell Kitty, she'll be there.
That's several thousand people going, there's cake?
Oh, yeah. There's always cake. Tea,
you might
coffee.
Get inundated cake. With people who want cake.
Yes, yeah.
So that's Wednesday. What time does that start?
It starts from 10:30.
10:30.
And also that we sort of tie that in with a low vision drop-in day. So
basically,
the lovely Laura is there. And anyone that has any questions about some of our low vision aids, she's there to answer questions, whether it's on magnifiers, anything really.
Yeah.
So we tie that in. So that's quite popular.
Yeah.
Then we have a Wednesday social group, which is once a fortnight.
Right.
That starts at 2 o'clock. And actually, I'm delighted to say we've got the lovely Gary Harbour from Isle of Wight Zoo.
All right.
Coming back.
All right.
So that's next Wednesday. Last time he came to see us, he brought along, we had a snake, we had a tenrec, we had a tortoise.
A tenrec.
It's like a little hedgehog, apparently. See, I didn't know what a tenrec was.
A tortoise,
chicken, and a cockroach.
All right, okay.
As
you do.
I'm not sure having a cockroach near a snake is necessarily a good
idea. We did keep them apart.
Yes.
I think, until the end.
I think a snake would look at that and go, I can eat that.
So Gary's coming back next Wednesday. I don't think he's bringing so many animals, but he's got a few surprises for us. So
might have a tiger.
He might have, yes.
Yes, on a piece of string.
I hope not, because I'm picking him up.
Oh, okay, yeah.
With the tiger.
With the tiger, yeah. So I'll have to keep my eye on the tiger.
Well, that's good. So sounds like these things are interesting and well attended.
Yeah, these very much so. I mean, Gary's very likeable, and he gets on great with our members. And
That's good.
He's able to give information across in a really basic way that, you know, it's fun, it's informal, and you remember what he
that's
said.
That's good.
Yeah. So that's Wednesday. How are we doing? Do we need a break yet, or do I need to?
No, we can do one more, and then we'll go into some music at the top of the hour.
Okay. Well, Thursday then is our Thursday social group, and that is every Thursday.
Yeah.
And that's from 10. That starts at 10:30, and again, anyone can come along, and it's just for people. We used to call it our knit and natter group, but that was a long time ago. So now
it kind of narrows it down a bit, doesn't it?
It does a little bit.
So they don't have to knit; they can still natter.
They can do a lot of nattering, but they don't have to knit.
Good.
Okay.
So yeah, and again, anyone can come along and chat and join in, and it's just a little bit of fun.
Lovely.
And people get to socialise.
Okay. Well, we'll take a bit of Rihanna up to the news, and after the news, we'll talk about what happens on Fridays. And what else you do up there at Millbrook House, because there's quite a bit goes on up there. And we'll see you after that.
Yes.
We've still got Chris Kane here from the Sight for White organisation, not the road in Carisbrook, next door to the vets, basically, we had in the other week.
Yes. Yes, handy for me, for my cat.
I think it's very strange that come in together. So I think he must be a vet when he's not.
He could be, yes. He's moonlights as a vet.
Yeah.
Anyway, we've got as far as doing Thursday.
Yes.
And what do you do on Fridays up at Sight for White?
Well, Friday is, activity-wise, we have, on the last Friday of every month, we have our Striders group. So there's a clue in the title there.
They go walking?
They go walking. Uh-huh. But it's more of a stride rather than a stroll.
Right. Well,
okay, so it's...
We also have a strollers.
Right,
yeah,
okay.
See where I'm going with that.
Yeah. Yes.
And the strollers is on the second Tuesday of the month. So
If
you like walking, but you know, not too much, then the strollers is for you.
You go for a stroll.
If you like a pace,
then
you go with the striders.
Okay, and these are all guided walks of some kind.
Yes,
yes.
Always
there's a lot going on then.
And the walks are very popular because at the end they'll have a lunch afterwards. So it's quite a social, not just a...
Is there cake?
There's probably cake, but there's definitely food, yeah.
Yes. Well, I think walking can be a very good social event
as
well.
Yes,
yeah.
I mean, the Isle of Wight Walking Festival have a speed dating walk thing,
they
don't
do,
they?
Yes.
But yeah, I'm not suggesting that's what you do, but that's good. So those are things that people of all abilities can join in then.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
It is. We've also, on a Friday also, we've got our talking news where that's our really slick operation where we have volunteers come in to read, they select articles from the county press, then they are then read by some more volunteers, and it's all recorded and it goes out the same day. So
right, so they have it by Saturday morning, basically.
They have it by Saturday morning on a memory stick.
Yeah,
job done.
So it's what's in the county press plus information about the society as well.
Yes,
it,
absolutely. We did have a problem with last week's county press because it was
a bit late
because of the fog.
Yes.
Oh, it was late.
So we had to do it online. So we selected articles from the online county press.
We didn't make it up.
No.
Yeah. Chris Kane wins cat prize. Yeah.
He's found the cat food for his cat.
Yes. So that was an interesting...
but it shows initiative, doesn't it? So we'll do it online if we can't do it. And I know the county press support you in using their news for that purpose. They don't have a problem with it. So I'm sure they would have a problem with
it
being online.
Yeah, that was good. A couple of things coming up,
I could say.
Ooh, yes.
This Friday, we have an alpacas guided tour.
Oh,
no, you're going to love that.
At the West White Alpacas?
Yes. Over at Wellow.
Yes, say hi to Neil there for us. We know him quite well. And watch out for the pizzas. They are spectacular.
We were talking about
those
earlier, weren't we?
If you like pizza, you'll love theirs.
So are you going for a walk with alpacas?
It's just really, I think, just a petting session.
Okay.
Because they do walks with alpacas.
You can go wandering off with them.
Can you?
But you have to bring them back.
You can't just take them home.
Well, that's good. No. So you're going to take a bunch of your...
Our members
around there and show them the place and explain what's going on.
Yes, I'm only there briefly just to take some video footage. But it'll be nice. I just hope the weather's going to be nice.
Lambs and goats and piggies.
Oh, have they?
All sorts. And llamas.
Oh, I'll probably stay away from the llamas.
Well, yes, but it's a lovely place. I'm sure your members will have a great time there. Yeah.
Yes, yes, I think they will. And just a couple of other things, if
yes,
I've got
go
time
for
to
it.
Mention.
Yep.
We have got a pottery, 2-hour pottery session coming
Ooh.
Up. That's on the 29th of April. So
okay.
I always think of Ghost, the film.
It's funny enough, I've never seen the film. I know
I've
that
never
sequence.
Seen it, no.
Yeah, you just will start singing the song.
So yeah, I know the sequence. Yeah.
Where are they doing the pottery?
That's at the Jubilee Store.
Jubilee Store, just up the river
yeah.
from
yeah.
us here.
Yeah. So we're looking forward to that. We've done that before.
All right.
So this is, second time for that.
So are they going to make pots and things?
They can make pots
Ooh.
And, ashtrays or whatever. Whatever they want, I guess.
Vases, bowls,
can't
beat
a fruit
bowls.
So do they do that and then they get glazed and fired down
As far
there?
As I know, yep. They get to take away what,
oh,
they've,
wow.
what they've made.
Oh, wow. That's worth doing.
So that'll be good. And then the good old Donkey Sanctuary.
Yes.
Oh,
so
that's a Donkey
we've
Sanctuary.
We've got an event going there on the 3rd of May, Friday the 3rd of May. So we'll be taking a group out there as well.
That's very friendly for people with additional needs, the Donkey Sanctuary, I always find.
Yes. And do you know what? I live in Ventnor and I've never been to the Donkey Sanctuary.
Goodness
you can
me.
Walk with a donkey.
I'm going to remedy that.
You
yes,
can
you
walk,
should.
Walk with a Shetland pony.
Really?
Yeah, you can take it over jumps and all sorts.
Oh, okay.
Not riding it, but.
No, because that probably wouldn't work.
No, I don't do that.
No.
But I tell you what, the Donkey Sanctuary, well, it's just such a lovely, peaceful place to
it
go.
It is, yes.
They've got a nice little cafe in there as well.
Mm.
So if you fancy, one Saturday afternoon, you think, I don't know what to do, we'll go up there, have a cup of tea and a bun or whatever, and just relax.
And it's free to get in.
Yeah. There's free entry.
And they've got nearly 100 donkeys. Mm.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we did an outside broadcast there last summer, was great fun. Had a lot of fun doing that. We actually interviewed a donkey.
We did.
One of our presenters interviewed a donkey. We got the soundtrack of it somewhere.
Really?
Yes.
And so it's definitely worth going up there. So, again, your members will love that.
Yes.
I'm sure they will. So, as I say, it's a nice little place.
Mm.
Oh, good. I'm glad these things are organised. But you also sort of can help with people who are coming into sight loss areas. You can you're a centre for advice and things like
we
that.
We are, yeah. We can often signpost if we can't help. We can signpost to someone that can.
Mm.
But like I say, we've always got like low vision aids and things like that. But primarily, we're there to provide support and information. Really,
good, brilliant.
Yeah,
I was once doing a little bit of work with another hat on in your kitchen there.
Oh right.
And I plugged in a microwave oven. It suddenly started shouting at me.
It does, yeah.
Well, who is that? Where'd that come from? Set the time. What?
Yeah, you couldn't sort of cook a little sneaky pizza without someone.
Now
you
set
down
the power. What?
Yeah.
Chris is cooking a pizza.
Yeah.
That's the living daylights out of me. Where'd that voice suddenly come from? But you did warn me about the loo there. I don't think it's not in there anymore.
It's
but
there, but it's switched off at the moment. But yeah, we have a talking toilet.
Yeah, you go in there. It advises you on where everything is.
Tells you where everything is, yes. Yeah.
Very clever if you can't see, but terrifying if you weren't expecting it.
Yeah, absolutely.
The toilet's talking to me. Of course it is.
So how can people get hold of you and find out some more, or not you specifically, but the society and find out some more?
You can either go to our website, iwsb.org.uk.
Mm-hmm.
You can give us a call, 5205. So we're on Facebook, Instagram, like your good selves now, and Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
So there's all different areas you can get hold of us. We got a quarterly newsletter, which we try and get out and about to people, which has got lots of information.
Good.
So we're going to try and get them into doctor surgeries and et cetera, so you can see what we get up to.
Yeah.
Excellent. Mm. Well, we're glad you're there, because you are the oldest sight impaired.
I don't think
charity.
He's
not
the
him,
oldest.
The society. Is but the oldest one on the island. I think
yes, I think we are. Yeah. Well, I'm wearing well.
And
born in 1895.
Long may it continue. Thanks for coming in, Chris.
It's my pleasure.
Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. Marketing at vectisradio.fm.